Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. Lou Wolf owns the Oakland Athletics, and he wants to move the team to San Jose. Tomorrow, the San Jose City Council will take another step in making Wolf and his team welcome, voting on a set of principles to guide negotiations with the team. But they're not exactly rolling out the red carpet. In fact, Mayor Chuck Reed says a new stadium for the A's would have to make money for the city. Ramesses Moncada closely follows Wolf and the A's in his role as the blogger Marine Layer. Mr. Moncada, Mayor Reed's demand sounds like a deal breaker from the start. Is there any way for the city to really make money off a new ballpark?
There is a possibility, but it has to do with spending that doesn't occur with the ballpark. It's mostly businesses that are around the ballpark or in the area. That's the type of economic impact that the city and the mayor are looking for.
Mayor Reed says the HP Pavilion, where the Sharks play, does make the city about $5.8 million a year. Is that the kind of idea that Chuck Reed has in mind for a new A's ballpark?
Yeah, I don't think it's any coincidence that they released an economic study 2 months ago that showed that type of impact. They want to be able to line up behind that and say, here's proof that we can make this work. And in this case, the city doesn't even have to spend money on building the ballpark.
It seems likely that the mayor and the council will also place a citywide referendum on the ballot before signing a deal with the A's. Would San Jose voters really want the team?
That depends. If it's more of an advisory type of vote, is this a good deal for us and San Jose isn't spending money, then voters may be more appreciative of that.
The city is also creating another hurdle, a Citizens Good Neighbor Committee. Is that another hurdle for the A's?
Yes, there will obviously be some NIMBY reaction, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. We want to make sure that all these different constituencies are heard from and their concerns are addressed.
Let me ask you about another tough barrier for moving the Oakland A's to San Jose. San Jose is part of the San Francisco Giants territory under strict Major League Baseball rules, and the Giants have said very publicly they don't want to give that up. Is there any chance that Major League Baseball would actually change those rules?
There is a chance, but there's sort of a chicken and egg scenario here where the city doesn't really want to play unless they get some sort of commitment from Major League Baseball, and Major League Baseball doesn't want to deal with the political issues unless the city presents something that it is amenable to. So you have these two sides getting closer to each other slowly, and we'll see what the deal is at the very end.
Lou Wolf was Bud Selig's fraternity mate, and Bud Selig is commissioner of Major League Baseball. And I know a lot of conspiracy theorists think that means he'll give Wolf what he wants eventually.
People make too much of that. Really, it's more important that Giants former owner Peter McGowan left, because Peter McGowan was part of Major League Baseball's executive council, which is sort of the Greek chorus right behind Bud Selig, the commissioner. And now that he's been replaced by someone who is not a Giants owner, there's sort of a lesser voice at the table for the Giants when it comes to making whatever deal gets done.
And is there any hope for Oakland still? Bud Selig created a commission which is looking at options for the A's to stay in Oakland. Is there any chance they'll really find a viable place for a stadium, a new stadium in Oakland?
I think it's possible. I don't know how likely it is, but I think that Oakland should not give up, because just like with Fremont, San Jose could fall apart. So Oakland should not sit back and wait for something to occur. They should be very proactive. And I understand that they have committees that are working on solutions.
In fact, you're a fan of the A's, but you live in the South Bay. So potentially this would bring the team closer to your home.
I can't deny that. I would be within walking distance.
Does that make it a little bit more enticing for you to root a little bit for a San Jose A's team?
Not really. I don't know if I'd actually go to that many more games. Like, I guess I wouldn't have to pay for parking or BART. That would be nice. But I try to leave my personal feelings about the situation out of it.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Ramesses Moncada is a fan of the Oakland Athletics and follows the team on his blog, newballpark.blogspot.com. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.